Someone asked me, what's the Torah's prohibition on astrology? There are Gemaras which seem to indicate that astrology is real. At the same time, it seems that we shouldn't engage in astrology. What's the Torah's position on astrology? So if we begin with Chumash, in Parsha Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chavav, the Torah says, Lo Tonenu, and Rashi explains it's a Loshon of Onos Vishaos. It's a term of times and hours. Shomer Yom Ploni Yafel Lahaska Balacha, saying that this day is good to begin business or work. Shah Ploni Shkash Yalatseis, at this particular time, you really shouldn't go out. And there's another Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yigimel, which states, you should be tamim, you should be pure, complete with God. Rashi explains, you should walk with purity with Hashem. And utetzapelo, you should hope for him. But don't investigate after the future. Now, there's a fundamental machlok, a fundamental debate regarding whether astrology is real, it's a real science. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, tells us that in Halacha Tes, that it's asur, it's forbidden to engage in a study of astrology. But he says that this is all nonsense. He says, Hodia osa naksavim shaksilim medavim shehein divrei emes v'divrei chachamim. The tricksters, or the foolish people, they make it seem like this, this astrology, the study of the times is, are matters of truth and wisdom. You get Malkus if you follow the advice of the astrologers. But he writes in, this is all matters of falsehood and deceit. And the early pagans caused the people of the land to make a mistake to follow after them. So the rabbi essentially takes the view that even though it's false, but it's forbidden. It's forbidden to follow these false ideologies. That's the position of the rabbi, classic rationalist position, that astrology is nonsense. And nevertheless, the Torah says also to engage in this nonsense. The Ramban, though, has a different view. He actually, in the Beis Yosef, Yoredei Kufayin Tes, cites the tshuva of the Ramban in Simon Reish Pei Gimel, where he writes that obviously there is reality to astrology. There's a famous story with Rabbi Akiva that his daughter was supposed to die based on astrological predictions, but Ein Mazal Yisrael, that sometimes that we can affect our fate by doing good deeds. So the Ramban says there is something to astrology. He says, though, you're not supposed to consult astrologers, but rather mahalech bitmimus. You should follow with a sense of tmimus, of purity, based on the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha. However, the Ramban does write, he says, so you shouldn't consult astrologers. And he said, if you see in astrology something that's not good for you, you should do a lot of mitzvot, and you should pray a lot, so that this does, whatever is predicted doesn't come true. But the Ramban says that someone told you, an astrologer told you, that today is not a good day to do your business, then you should be careful. You should concern yourself with what the astrologer said, Vedo sobech aladei, shouldn't rely on miracles. So what's interesting is that you have a fundamental debate between, let's say, the rationalist school of thought and the mystical school of thought. The Rambam says, don't consult astrologers, don't follow them, it's just all nonsense. Ramban says, you're not allowed to consult them because you're supposed to have faith in Hashem. However, if they tell you some information, then you should not rely on miracles and follow what they tell you, but don't consult. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yoredei, Siman Kufayin Tes Seif Aleph, first cites the Shulchan Aruch, who simply says, "Ein sholim b'chozim b'kochim v'lo b'goralos." Don't ask the people who look at stars, and that seems to follow the position of the Rambam. However, in Sa'if Beis, the Ramah writes that if someone knows that something that he might do goes against the mazel, you shouldn't do it against whatever the astrological signs. Don't do it and don't rely on a miracle. So the Ramah follows the Ramban, and the Be'er HaGra cites the Rambam's position, but he says that the Rambam was led astray by the Philosophia Harura, by the cursed philosophy. And therefore, the Rambam basically took an incorrect view regarding astrology. The Rambam felt that astrology was nonsense. The Vilna Gaon said that's based on the Rambam following philosophy, and he shouldn't have followed philosophy, and therefore if he would not have followed philosophy, he'd realize that astrology indeed is authentic. So you have, on the one side, you have the Rambam, the rationalist school of thought, astrology is nonsense. On the other hand, you have the Ramban, the Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon, who say that there is authenticity, there is validity to astrology, but still you shouldn't consult it. But if you're aware of something, then you should protect yourself from it. That's a debate against another debate between the rationalists and the mystics. It's a little more theoretical now because the astrology of today that's found in like the newspaper horoscopes is not really based on the same kind of astrology that was studied in the times of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. I think there's less belief in the stars among your average person nowadays, so it's more of a theoretical discussion. But this is another example of a fascinating nafka mina, practical difference, whether you're a rationalist or you're a mystic, in terms of your belief in astrology.